You have goals. Reach them fast with IU Online's accelerated degree programs. Our 6 and 8 week courses are taught 100% online and can fit any schedule. Advance your career with a bachelor's in informatics. It only takes 10 minutes to apply. Earn an Indiana University degree that's valued around the world. Get started today at IU Online.
Welcome to Machine Learning Bible Imagery. Cords shall melt like flax in the flame. Judges 13. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman and said unto her, Behold, now thou art barren and bearest not, but thou shalt conceive and bear a son. And thereafter beware, I pray thee, and drink not wine nor strong drink, and eat not any unclean thing. For lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come on his head. For the child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. Samson was a great judge in Israel that delivered them from the oppressive Philistine rulers. Samson bested the Philistines by capturing 300 foxes, tying fire to their tails, and letting them run through the fields, burning the crops and stirring up chaos. Samson was the great deliverer who could have been the greatest leader of Israel in all of history. When the Spirit of the Lord fell upon Samson, he was extraordinarily strong. He killed a lion with his bare hands. Next, Samson slayed 30 men and took their garments, giving them to the man who solved the honey bee riddle. Next, he tore off the two posts and gate of the city in Gaza and carried them 20 miles to the hill of Hebron. Strong new cords melted like flax in the flame when Samson was bound. And lastly, Samson destroyed the ruling caste and political power of the Philistines as a blind captive by pushing down the pillars of the Colosseum. Samson's life ended by freeing the Israelites of the Philistines. In the Book of Mormon, Nephi and Lehi had similar feat of strength as the Lord strengthened his servants and brought justice and repentance upon the Lamanites who had repented, and they helped convert other Lamanites in the regions. The Lamanites could not slay Nephi and Lehi because a pillar of fire surrounded them. The Spirit of the Lord descended on them, and their faces shone like an angel. The voice of the Holy Spirit shook the walls of the prison and grounds 3 times. Helaman 5. And it came to pass they were taken by the army of the Lamanites and cast into prison, yea, even in that same prison in which Ammon and his brethren were cast by the servants of Limhi. And after they had been cast into prison many days without food, behold, they went forth into the prison to take them that they might slay them. And it came to pass that Nephi and Lehi were encircled about as if it were by fire, even insomuch they durst not lay their hands upon them, for fear lest they should be burned. Nevertheless, Nephi and Lehi were not burned, and they were as standing in the midst of fire and were not burned. And when they saw that they were encircled about with pillar of fire, and it burned them not, their hearts did take courage. For they saw the Lamanites durst not lay their hands upon them, neither durst they come near unto them, but stood as if they were struck dumb with amazement. And it came to pass that Nephi and Lehi did stand forth and began to speak unto them, saying, Fear not, for behold, it is God that has shown unto you this marvelous thing, in which is shown unto you that ye cannot lay your hands on us to slay us. And behold, when they said these words, the earth shook exceedingly, and the walls of the prison did shake as if they were about to tumble to the earth. But behold, they did not fall. And behold, they that were in prison were the Lamanites and Nephites who were dissenters. And it came to pass that they were overshadowed with a cloud of darkness, and an awful solemn fear came upon them. And it came to pass that there came a voice as if it were above the cloud of darkness, saying, Repent ye, and seek no more to destroy my servants, whom I sent unto you to declare good tidings. And it came to pass, he turned and turned him about, and behold, he saw through the cloud of darkness the faces of Nephi and Lehi. And behold, they did shine exceedingly as the faces of angels. And he beheld, they lifted up their eyes to heaven, and they were in attitude as if talking or lifting their voices to some being whom they had beheld. And it came to pass that when they cast their eyes about and saw the cloud of darkness was dispersed from overshadowing them, behold, they saw that they were encircled about, yea, every soul by a pillar of fire. And Nephi and Lehi were in the midst of them, yea, they were encircled about, yea, they were as if in the midst of flaming fire. Yet it did harm them not, neither did it take hold upon the walls of the prison. And they were filled with joy, which is unspeakable and full of glory. Peace, peace be unto you because of your faith in my well-beloved Son, who was from the foundation of the world. And now when they heard this, they cast up their eyes as if to behold from whence the voice came. And behold, they saw the heavens open, and the angels came down out of heaven and ministered unto them. 300 Lamanites, trapped by the cloud of darkness preventing flight, repented and became the next for healing Israel in the Americas and bringing them back to the true worship of the living God. We can see the righteousness of Nephi and Lehi differed from Samson, for they did not fall to misfortune. They continued through their life preaching the gospel of repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. They led many to the truth. Samson took lightly, at times, what the Lord had granted him. His enemies bound him with new cords, which he melted like flax on hot flame, as the Spirit of the Lord descended on him. Samson was under a vow to not cut his hair, yet he took lightly the promise and told Delilah, his wife, the sacred promise to the Lord. Satan then moved quickly to rob Samson of his strength, whereas Nephi and Lehi kept true to the faith and never wavered against the Gadiantans. They brought thousands to the truth and paved the way for believers to be ready for Christ's visit to them in the Americas.